President, ladies and gentlemen, we must do more and we must do better. We must do more and we must do better to ensure that victims of landmines and unexploded ordnance are afforded their rights on par with others, and that their needs and challenges are thoroughly addressed. Having worked in this space for over 20 years, it is my contention and belief that most mine-affected countries have fallen short of their commitments and have not lived up to the promises that they have continually made to their victims. This is not right, my friends. Landmine and UXO victims and all persons with disabilities have an inalienable right to live a dignified life and must be afforded a good education and the tools and skills that will allow them to find their place under the sun. We must do more and we must do better. We must do more and we must do better. Please know that by this statement, I'm not implying that all is bad or that all our collective efforts are unworthy. What I am saying is that if we want to be true to our word and do what is right for our brethren who have become victims due to no fault of their own, then we must up the ante, be much more serious, and really take an honest look at where the gaps are. The question that must be asked and answered is, have the lives of landmine and UXO victims really improved in the last two decades as a result of the convention and our efforts or lack thereof? What's your answer? What's your take on this issue? On implementation, again, we must do more and we must do better. Why have so many mine-affected countries requested extensions? If the requests can be truly justified, then fine and dandy, no problem whatsoever. The convention allows for that. However, if requests have been made because of lack of will and effort and failure to comply, then that is a very sad reality. Not only must extension requests be legitimate, they must be honored and the deadlines respected. We must do more and we must do better to universalize the convention. Unfortunately, on this issue, there has been more talk than there has been action. How can we conclude that the convention has been a success when the 33 countries that remain outside the convention collectively have tens of millions of landmines stockpiled in their warehouses, ready to use at a moment's notice, and many have millions of landmines under the soil? There have been universalization overtures in the past, including the efforts of the special envoys. However, I must honestly say that we as states parties have by no means done enough, in my humble opinion, in our past efforts, and our past efforts have been too few and too timid. We can't keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. We must do more and we must do better. In the lead up to the fifth review conference, we need to shake things up a little, throw caution to the wind, and really come up with new innovative ways to move the cause forwards and upwards, forwards and upwards. What new initiatives and ventures can we come up with? How can we have a bigger impact upon decision makers and leaders the world over? How can we get the landmine issue back onto the radar screen? How can we entice the corporate world and private sector to weigh in more? How do we collectively maintain the health and stamina of the convention in the long run? We need to keep the engine well-oiled and running for as long as conceivably possible. Until landmine victims are content and prospering, until God willing the last mine-affected state crosses the finishing line, and until stockpiles are truly a thing of the past. We must do more and we must do better. I thank you.